right, H-Town. Today's picks are in. The choice is yours. Are you tailing?
Forget the myths the media has created and just follow the money.
Or fading?
There is no nobility in poverty.
It's time for T-Mill's best bets on the drive.
I want you to deal with your problems by becoming rich.
All right, T-Mill's best bets every night at this time, right here on The Fan, on the drive. And last night, Tyler Milner on a Monday, 1 for 3, little red. A little different from last week. Last week was in the green every day. Off to a little slow start. Going to have to get some perfects this week, it looks like.
Which we're very capable of doing.
Yes, we are. Very capable of doing. T-Mill, he's got his best bets every night. You can find him at Space City Sharp on Twitter. At Space City Sharp, where he's got all of his bets. If you aren't able to hear them right now as he delivers them every night here, you can go right there on Twitter and find them. And he also has some news at Nuggets. He's just not just flying off the seat of his pants. He gives you reasons why he's looking at this and looking at these picks. So make a little cash with him. So you can find that every night at Space City Sharp. What are your best bets tonight, Tyler?
Yeah, three more picks for the people tonight around Major League Baseball, your Tuesday night wagers. No reason to panic. We've been on a semi-heater, really, for going on a week and a half, 2 weeks. Last night was unfortunate. We will rebound tonight with, first, the Tampa Bay Rays money line. Minus 125 odds. They're going to be in Detroit taking on the Tigers. Rays are the better team. And Tigers been struggling, losing a lot of ball games lately. I like the Rays to win it in Detroit. Second best bet is Old Faithful, the big fella, Yordan Alvarez with the Astros up in New York taking on the Yankee Turds. I'm on 1.5 bases, over 1.5 total bases for Yordan Alvarez tonight for the Houston Astros if he can get some pitches tossed his way. He's got an .800 career batting average against tonight's Yankee starter, Will Warren. And an OPS well over 1,000. Put some money in your pocket. Bet Yordan over 1.5. And then your third and final best bet on the drive with Sterner and Hughley is going to be over 7 runs between the Guardians and the LA Angels in California tonight. Bet that one over 7. No hook. Over 7 runs. Guardians, Angels. Those are your three best bets.
There it is. T-Mill's best bets every night. Going to get back on track a little cash for you to make, baby. Make a little cash this week. Like if you bet last week, you made you some good money and made you some cash because Tyler was on one. Let's see if he can stay on that T-Mill's best bets every night around this time. Coming up behind us, we're going to hand this sucker off to Mark Vandermeer and John Harris as they react to what we've been reacting to throughout the day, and that is the new jerseys, the new rivalry jerseys the Texans release today. So they'll be discussing that and much, much more coming up behind us. And then the fellas, they got you. Area 45. We are live and local until 11. They'll take it over and take it at 7 o'clock when the fellas on Texans All Access get finished. Sean, Bajani, Patrick, Creighton, Bryson is in the building. They will hold it down. Do a little baseball post-game show for you as hopefully the Astros can get themselves back to .500 with a win over the New York Yankees. Ethan Petko, second career start, first road start ever. Welcome to Yankee Stadium. What he's up to in a game you got to have. How does he keep coming up with this? He came up in a Christian Javier, you lost the first one. Hey, big dog, we really need a performance. And he was pretty good. He was pretty good. 3 2/3, I think, 2 runs. We'll see what he does in Yankee Stadium tonight, but the fellas got that for you with the baseball postgame show on Area 45 right here on 95.7 The Fan. And speaking of that, Clint, news coming out late from Yankee Stadium, according to Chandler Rome, he said Astros owner Jim Crane was at Yankee Stadium and had left a closed-door meeting that he had with the manager, Joe Espada, inside the visiting clubhouse. Also, he spoke with reporters for about 10 minutes. Some of the things he talked about was the performance of the past homestand didn't have anything to do with Crane's decision to replace Dana Brown. So are we just officially coming off of the mutual thing here? Is that if we officially come off of that this was a mutual of parting ways? Now that Jim Crane is saying that the homestand had nothing to do with
I guess they can spin it however they want to. If it was mutual, it's because Dana got ahead of it and just said, let me go and get out of here.
You mean y'all's decision to replace? And he said Joe Espada will manage the team the rest of the season. We've talked about where they are right now as they sit in second place, actually, and out of the playoffs in the wild card and in the West at 65-66 with the Rangers beating the White Sox last night. Did the move, and 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch, I'm wondering from you, did the move of Dana Brown, who is somebody a lot of people wanted the Astros to move on from, did that do anything for you? Did that give you a spark of excitement, anything for this team right now? Or is this just about damn time type of thought process?
Yeah, no, it didn't spark anything. About damn time, and I mean let's just peel off the Band-Aid here. The reality of it is this was when the trade got vetoed at the trade deadline for an outfielder. I mean, it was very obvious that Jim Crane's out on his general manager. I don't have a problem with the timing here. It just get it done. It's very clear that he wasn't making any decisions in the building, at least the important decisions. And it was just a matter of time anyway. So why not get one part? You know, they're pulling. It seems like everybody's pulling in different directions. How about we get the one that you've made blatantly obvious is pulling in an opposite direction? Let's just get him out of the building and start cleaning house, if you will. So, I have no problem with it.
Yeah, I don't.
Didn't do a whole lot for me.
And we'll hear from Jim. I don't, Clint Tyler, get the feelings that this was a move to try to create some sort of spark for the team moving the rest of the way.
Sense of urgency.
A little sense of urgency. But I don't think this is it. I'm with you.
The general manager is not touching the locker room. I mean, the general manager's not like the general manager doesn't get fired in the whole locker room. But boy, our clubhouse. Oh, man,
here
we better
go
play
now.
Let's go, boys. That's a big move. He's out of the way. Like I don't think that's. I mean, I got to believe that's more of an internal thing of like decision making between now and the end of the season, and then obviously in the off season, he's not going to have anything to do with.
I think it's more Jim. Like, I mean, I'm running this anyway.
Yeah,
go ahead. We'll slide you out of here, big dog. I got it. You want to make it mutual, or how you want to do this? Seriously, man.
You want to do it with 30 games left, so everybody feels like you kind of you got ahead of it and got out of here?
It's a long season, man.
My man, it's mutual to the decision I made today. By the way, Tyler, are you still invested in this team? Like, you still care?
Yes.
Every day about this team.
Yes.
Even though you don't go to the games. But you still do care.
It's frustrating, but yes.
Okay.
That's where I'm at right now.
I just wondered where you are.
No, I'm invested.
If you have gone.
My hopes aren't high.
Full checkout. No.
No, I'm in there. I've been watching most of the games here lately, and I'm definitely going to be plugged in tonight for these Yankee turds.
Because there are a lot of people who at least have Astros towards some of this, have checked out. Like, They have moved beyond the spot of getting pissed off.
They've damn sure made it easy to check out. I mean, not completely, but I have checked out on a day-to-day basis, man. I have damn sure checked out. When there's a better Investigative Discovery episode on, I'm out. So, yeah, they made it easy.
Solving crimes.
Hey, my man Joe accidentally pulled Hunter Brown out of the game.
Yeah, gave the finger.
That ain't good enough.
Like, that happened on Saturday.
I'm going to guess he accidentally pulled Jordan Alvarez out of that eighth inning, too, when he pinch ran for him. That was an accident, too.
But when you talk about there are some people that is not pissing them off anymore. They've moved past. You know, they've just, all right, man, let's just wake me up with this.
Well, there's a lot of people out there that'll make some stupid stuff make sense for some baseball reason. It's the way they've always done things. The reality of it is there is not a scenario where pulling Jordan Alvarez out of a one-run ball game in the eighth makes sense. There's not one scenario.
Not one.
And then we don't even take so that we can steal. Nah, it don't make sense.
Clint, great job.
Thanks, bud.
Tyler, great job, as always. I am Ron, the show Hughley, and you know it, Houston. We love you, baby.
brought to you by
T-Mill. Coming at you live.
I'm an elite cuddler.